Hey, everybody, what's up? It's Ed from the Krista and Ed Show, and we have an episode about how I got arrested. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Krista and Ed Show. This is where we are going to document our journey on everything partnership in love and in business. We are not holding anything back, guys. So if you want to learn about online marketing and what goes on in an everyday life of a husband and wife, making these two things work together, make sure you follow us. And guess what? Everything's gonna be all right and okay.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Krista here and
Ed
from the Krista and Ed.
I'm amping it up today.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, you know, bringing the energy to you guys because, well, why not? Like, if you're gonna watch us, you don't want to watch us being totally boring. Which I'm not even sure if we can be boring, actually.
We're not boring.
Really boring people, yeah. But...
we're cool.
Yeah, we're like...
Cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, I did some shoulder exercises and a little bit of stretching and...
Yeah.
What's that thing called where you do the... I almost threw my back out. What is that called when you do that?
What are you trying to do?
You know when you do the dance Scarlett does?
The backpack kid thing? The floss?
The floss. Holy crap. Like, okay, my arms are my arms, my shoulders, and I do this.
Okay, stand up and
do
it.
I do that. No way. I almost threw my back out trying to do
that.
Let's
see you do it.
Okay. Ready? You really want to see this, right? Okay.
I did.
Right. Yeah. Let's just move my chair. Okay, this is going to look very awkward, right?
That's okay.
So. Woo! Yeah! Except that I'm kind of doing it like as a conversion artist.
Oh, my God. I laugh.
I'm like a double-double. I'm not coordinated enough to
do it
straight up. Anyways,
yeah, cool. So I'm laughing really hard, but I look just as ridiculous doing it. But that's a great way to, like, get yourself into state, right?
That's right.
Bring the energy up.
Get it up. Amp it up.
Get it up. Anyways, so we were talking about... I'm funny, hey? I'm really funny.
I don't have a problem there. Oh, sorry.
Okay, is that what we're talking
about? Sorry,
because we can.
Okay, no. This is PG.
Right.
Okay.
So we actually we were actually going to do this recording about an hour ago, and because we didn't have our topic prepared, we ended up having,
I'll show you.
I don't know what he's doing. We ended up having a bit of a disagreement because... we weren't agreeing on the topic of what we should be talking about.
This is what took place not long ago, an hour ago. I had to go make a bagel just to, like, calm down. Okay. Anyways, I bought these yesterday because, you know, I can't leave marks. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I mean, I am a feisty one, so I do understand that he's trying to come up with different strategies on how to handle me.
Yeah.
The only thing he doesn't understand is that I have a really good left hook.
Right hook.
So, no, mine's left.
I know, but your right hook is actually really good.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it. You haven't seen my left.
Oh!
Anyways.
Snap!
All right.
Okay.
So, do you want to talk?
No.
Okay, so give me a few minutes to get out here what we decided that we were going to talk about today. Because we're trying to come up with topics that, you know, all of you guys will be able to relate to, whether it's in business or your personal life. And one of the things that, we are very good at, Edward and I, we're very similar in personalities as well, is we're really good at opening loops, right?
Yep.
We're like, yeah, here's an idea. Let's open it. Let's do this. And we're not necessarily... superheroes or whatever, I don't even know the word, to close those loops.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about different scenarios on, you know, how that affects you. If you're not closing the loops on your day-to-day things, how it can come back and, you know, I don't know, in some cases get you arrested. So
it's called loose ends.
Loose ends. I was going to tell us a little bit of a story of something that happened that we laugh about now, but at the time it wasn't funny.
It was not funny. Loose lips sink ships. Loose ends get Ed arrested. So, that would probably be the best way to put that. So this is a story.
I always knew he was a bad boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She had a whole new appreciation for me. So how do we want to start this? So
tell the story.
Yeah, it's really... about loose ends, things that come up that need to be dealt with, and then for whatever reason or sequence of events and things happen,
yeah, so
and
we
don't get them done.
So we tell the story.
Okay.
I already did the lead up.
The lead up.
The story.
Okay, so the story.
We came back from this beautiful vacation.
Yes, we were in the tropics. It was gorgeous. We had a wonderful holiday. We left Canada. We went down to the Mayan Riviera and enjoyed
with Scarlett.
You know, all sorts of fancy drinks and had an incredible time. And we had Scarlett at the time. How old would Scarlett have been?
She was just turning one because I was going back to work.
Okay, but like this kid like full on talked.
Yeah.
At one, and she would correct your English and like E equals MC squared. Like
yeah.
She was uber intelligent. And so when you met her at one, you thought she was like, how is that kid in a Pampers talking?
Right. So loose ends.
See, I'm opening an end, I'm not closing it. Okay, so I did that on purpose, maybe?
No, you didn't.
So anyways, we come back to Canada, and I got to tell you, like, I spent 6 years traveling in the States and coming back every week or two from, like, New York, and I always was stressed out about crossing the border, like, coming back into Canada Customs. I don't know, it's one of those weird things. I'm like the guy that's sweating for no reason. Or going across the border into the U.S.
It's
and the
because
U.S. Customs.
You don't close your loose ends, so you're scared.
And they're like, what's your problem? Nothing, right? But I, and there is nothing. In this case, there was, though.
We do know that you stutter. And say weird things to people. We know that.
We're not going to go down that path today. All right? We're going to save that for...
Only a few people know what that
means. That's a VIP view.
Okay.
So we go on this beautiful trip, Mayan Riviera. We got Scarlett, so it's the three of us. So we have the talking midget, and we get to Canada Customs. And of course, I'm doing my sweating and stressed out thing. And it's like, hey, and they're like, oh, really, Mr. Langer? And they're doing this, Mr. Langer. Started asking questions. I'm like, okay, well, that's happened because we cross the border every week. They do that. So I was like, all right, but I'm still looking like guilty of something, I'm sure. And then he said, so here's your sheet. And the way that works in Canada Customs is they give you a sheet. There's these red codes and stuff. And you're like, R17.
You're trying to figure
you never
out.
Know. It's random, right? So we, you know, get our luggage and we're clearing customs and we're walking through and everybody's walking through and it's like the vacation's over. I can see the door open and all these people are like, hey, I'm here to pick you up. And her and I, and it's late.
It's like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's like 1 a.m. and we're like tired because it's been a long flight back. And the guy, you know, takes your sheet and you can see the gate and he normally goes, you know, go. He's like, Mr. Langer, please go this way. I was like, okay, they're going to just check. Maybe I didn't claim enough or whatever. Well, so we go there. Now we're in this like holding area and there's like a teenage kid getting interrogated at the next little
bay. Because he bought throwing stars or something. So he had, that's why they were like, you can't bring this across the border.
This kid was
like
getting
nice.
In trouble. They're calling his mom. Like he's going to be grounded. And, well, who brings throwing stars back to Canada?
Who gets arrested?
Just make them.
Who gets arrested?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're there for a while. Like they're not like
saying why.
And they're not like what do you call it? Like they're taking their sweet time, and it's like 1 o'clock. We're already tired. So as this is going on, then the customs guy comes up, and he's looking at the file, and they go through everything in our luggage. Meanwhile, the midget is like. What's
Stop
going
calling
on? Sorry, Scarlett.
That, no, that's one. Actually not a very nice term.
Sorry, I just it. What's Stewie? Like she was so good at talking, and she's so little, and she's anyways. You're right. I apologize.
Yeah.
I love
apologize
my
to all the little people who are listening to this.
Okay. I do. From the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry. Where was I? Okay. So we're in there. They're going through all our luggage. The guy's looking at everything. And so then he's on the phone and he says, yeah, we're calling the RCMP. And I was like, okay, I've had the rubber glove treatment. Like, the RCMP are not usually involved in that conversation, right? And we're like, now, and the guy's not really talking to us. He's like, no, Mr. Langer, right?
Right. And then he actually like pulled something out and read you your rights.
Yeah. Yeah. So they called the RCMP and now he's reading my rights to me. And I'm going,
And I'm dying laughing.
Not at that point.
No, I was.
Not at that point.
I was.
Wait a minute.
Because you were sweating. Like, when you're nervous, it's really funny to me. So I was like, what? And I'm laughing. So I'm like, I don't know. Like, I know he didn't kill anybody. Or he doesn't have drugs in there. So I'm like, what is this?
No, but when you really started to laugh is this scene. So we're there. This guy's like, you're getting your rights read. He's like got a subsection of some code. And I'm like, he doesn't even know what it is. He just knows there's a warrant for my arrest and that there's this subsection. And all of a sudden, way off in the distance, I swear I was like an older version of Kevin Smith, like the guy that rent a mall cop on the, what is that thing called? You lean forward.
I don't even know.
Right? What is that called?
It.
The little.
Somebody commented, tell us. I don't know what it is.
Exactly. I can't remember.
There's wheels and you just drive.
And you lean forward or lean back. Anyways, he's like Mr. Official, older RCMP dude, and he's on this thing, and he's like, and I can walk faster than this thing. So we're like watching him, but at this point, I'm stressed out, I'm sweating, and I'm like, this is the longest, like, segway.
I was actually looking around for cameras. I'm like, this is definitely candid camera. Like, this is a joke.
He says, what do we have here, sir? Right. And I was like, and then he's reading it and he's looking at it and he's like, what the hell is this? So then he gets on the phone and he's like, I got this guy in subsection 2438476923-682. And there's a warrant for his arrest. Right. And I'm like, oh my God, like,
I'm dying. I'm like crying.
Did I narco traffic? Like, what the heck did
Scarlett's
I do?
Like, Mummy, is Daddy going to jail?
I'm like, oh my God, Baby. This is so surreal. I'm like, oh, anyways, right? And this, you're like, what's going on, right? Like, we got annoyed, right? And then the guy's on there. He's like, you got to be kidding me. Really? Okay, I gotta just check some stuff out. So he's like, I'll be back in a sec. So he goes, so now we're sitting there again. Now it's probably an hour already, right? Or more. We're on the long flight, the crappy bus from the, you know, Mayan to the airport, which is retardedly long. You know, it's been a long day, haven't eaten, whatever. And then this has happened.
The guy's on his.
And he's gotta get on his Segway to go like 20 feet to the office. He's like,
what's happening? This is crazy.
Gets off. It's like he unsaddled, like he's like a, what do you want to call it, like a sheriff on his horse. Anyways,
they weren't laughing. They weren't laughing.
No. So anyways, he ends up coming back, and it's like, I was like, it's like being in court, you watch it on a movie, and it's like you're waiting for the verdict and the anvil come down, right? And actually, we have an anvil right there. He's like, okay, this is what's going on. There's a warrant for your arrest. And in fact, the only municipality in, I think, Canada has this, is when you don't shovel your sidewalks in Edmonton and there's a notice and a fine that goes out. What happens is if the fine isn't paid, then it goes to a warrant for your arrest. He said, this is retarded. He literally, rent-a-mall cop guy, is like, this is retarded. Right?
They're like, but we have to arrest you.
So we have to arrest you, read your rights, process you, and then guess what? And so then they did that. And I'm like, you got to be kidding
me.
Like,
what are you talking about?
Like, I don't even know what, like, maybe I'm not great at shoveling sidewalks, but.
It was the rental property.
So, exactly. So what we started to, her and I are talking about it, like, piecing it together. So I think they actually even had the citation and the address. It was a rental property we had, and there was a person that rented it, and they didn't shovel the sidewalks, and a letter went there. I think I got a letter for the fine, probably.
But
and
you're
like, yeah, I'll pay it one of these
days.
Years
yeah.
or days, whatever. So it's a, it was a loose end, right? And it's one of those things where little loose ends
catch up to you.
Catch up to you, but no, but then they compound into a massive
problem.
Problem. And I don't get a pass from fate for that. Loose ends hit, and at some point that it's from the pebble, it's rolled down the hill and become a boulder. And this was a great example. So she's laughing at me, and Scarlett is concerned, but not sure how to take the whole dynamic because it was a weird chemistry with the RCMP guy on the Segway, and I think it's called a Segway. Anyways,
they ended up giving you
a court date,
a promise to appear.
Yeah, he's like, okay, like you're not going to jail tonight. Like we're gonna give you a promise to appear. Like come on, it's like $150 fine. Yeah, no, and that was the thing. He said, listen, like if you don't show up for this, there will be a warrant and someone will likely show up at your house.
And then what happened about a month later? You did get pulled over, but you happened to know the police officer. Same thing.
Why do you have to bring this stuff up?
Because you didn't close the loop twice and you almost got arrested again. But you, anyways.
No, I was driving by a Dairy Queen and I was maybe speeding a little, like a week later, and I got pulled over by city cops, and this girl comes walking up, knocking on the door, and she saw the warrant, right? The paperwork for it. And then as we're talking, she's like, Ed Langer? Oh my God, how are you doing? It was a girl from high school who I hadn't seen forever, you know? And she's like, well, I don't have a record of the processing of that. So we have to wait for our sergeant. So I literally, that loose end, that little pebble turned into a big boulder. And then another boulder a week later, like rolls me over because now she has to call her sergeant and the sergeant.
They have to figure out again what?
What's
is
going
this
on.
Real?
And of course I'm in the car. I didn't, here's my paperwork from my
the last time
Mexican, you know, whatever. From going to Mexico and then having that happen when we went through customs. Here's my paperwork from it. I didn't have it with me. And then, so she calls the sergeant. The sergeant pulls up in a van. But of course, now I'm burning like 40 minutes. Krista's like, where's my peanut butter parfait? Right? The text message, where's my peanut butter parfait? I'm like, oh, with the cops. And she's like, oh, really bad boy? Really bad boy?
Because he didn't
shovel some sidewalks.
Shovel the sidewalks, or not just that. It was a rental property in all fairness. But he didn't actually pay the fine and he put it off. And it wasn't that the intent wasn't there, but, you know, so those two events, you know, were stressful. They took time. Then there was, you know, still going to court and having to do all of that stuff when it could have been avoided so easily.
Yeah, it was like $150, which is like $8 US. Like
right.
It's super cheap. But anyways, the only thing that was really funny about that was this girl. It was this weird dynamic because, like, I went to high school with her, and she's kind of flirting and joking. And then the sergeant pulls up. He's like, "What's going on?" And she explains. He's like, "He swore." He's like, "Get the F! Like, are you kidding me?" And he burst out laughing. He's like, "Go!" I'm like, "See you later." My peanut butter parfait is melting, and the giant tiger, hidden dragon thing comes out, right? So
so what did you learn from that experience? Because you still don't shovel.
I do. Okay, I might need to shovel right now.
No, what did you learn from it, in all honesty?
Did I hate Canadian customs? No. It's really about loose ends, right? If you don't take care of loose ends, they turned into, those pebbles turn into boulders and they can roll you over. You can spend an exponential amount of time and energy on something that really was easy to deal with up front. And I think that that's a little bit of a habit for some people where they have little loose ends and they weigh on you. And it's so much more freeing once you actually just check the box that you did it, if that makes sense. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So there's our story for today, you guys. And I'm sorry, I do have a weird sense of humor. And like, you probably saw how hard that made me laugh.
Yeah.
And I literally was laughing that hard when it was unraveling, because I'm like, what? Like, this can't even be real. It was so crazy the way it unfolded. But in all fairness, I'm also somebody who will laugh at somebody who falls in front of me. And it's not because it's funny, but I laugh when I'm nervous sometimes too. So, imagine what we look like. So while Ed is like freaking out, you know, because he's
sweating.
Nervous, sweating, and
they
twitching,
gave me a towel.
I'm like laughing. So we just pretty much walk around looking like this really crazy couple with super smart kids. So, mm-hmm. Anyways, that's our episode today. I hope you guys enjoyed that one, and make sure that you close some of those loose ends. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you probably have a list of them that need to be done. Yeah. So that is your task for today, and we are gonna close some. No, we're probably gonna open a few more today. I don't know what we're gonna do.
And try to close some. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have
Bye.
A great day.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please go ahead and leave us a review. Do us a favor as well. Take a screenshot, share this episode on your social media platforms on Instagram or on Facebook with your friends. We would love to have them. And for those of you who might be interested in actually watching the video version of our interviews, head on over to our YouTube channel and just look up Krista and Ed and you will see them there. Now, a couple things I wanted to just let you guys know as well. If there's ever anything that Ed and I can help you with when it comes to marketing and sales, head on over to our website, kristined.com. There you will find some more information about who we are, what we've done, and the types of services that we can help you with. Our most recent, we have launched our virtual CMO program, which we are so excited about. And another thing that you don't want to miss out on, guys, and this is happening the week of April 30th. We have teamed up with Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and Russell Brunson for a very special launch that is going to change the world. So head on over to our website, check out more information about us, and we thank you again for listening.